I appear now as I truly am.
Estouche countered, starting to stroll casually across the bridge.
Not the pathetically eager drone I made myself to be.
It was a nice performance, Mara commented, as she slipped in through the doorway to stand beside Luke. So, you've got your droids, and you've even got yourself a dreadnought to carry them in. What's the rest of the plan?
Again, you choose to let your female carry out your interrogation.
Estouche sneered at Luke. She's just making conversation, Luke said, feeling his forehead creasing. Estouche wasn't just pacing aimlessly, he realized suddenly. He was heading somewhere specific.
Speech is for drones and prey. The conversation of warriors is in their actions.
We like to think we're pretty good at both, Luke said. He shifted his weight, preparing to head off on an intercept path.
Let him go,
Mara murmured from beside him. Frowning, Luke glanced at her. She flicked her eyes briefly toward his and crinkled her nose significantly.
True warriors do not care if they talk well.
Luke turned back to Estouche, running through his Jedi sensory enhancement techniques. There it was, very faint and distant. He inhaled again, trying to identify it, and stiffened.
Poison.
Not just any poison, either. The acidity of the scent betrayed this as a corrosive poison, one designed to burn straight through the protection of a breath mask or atmosphere filter, and then do the same to the victim's lungs. It was a last-ditch weapon, lethal to defender and attacker alike, used only when defeat was inevitable. But allowing an opponent victory was unthinkable. And the poison could be concealed virtually anywhere on the bridge, remote-triggered by any of the Vagari.
Who have no strength or cunning of their own,
Estouche continued. Oh, I don't know, Mara said. I'll grant you have a fair amount of brute strength, but your level of cunning is pretty pathetic. The point being that you're outgunned and outmaneuvered, Luke said. So you might as well give up now. If you do, we'll promise you and your people safe passage outside Chiss territory. Your remaining people, that is, Mara added. Take too much time arguing the point, and that number is likely to shrink some more.
Perhaps,
Estouche said, coming to a casual stop in front of the helm console.
But perhaps none of us expect to leave this vessel alive anymore.
He leaned forward with his forearms resting on the front edge of the console.
Perhaps the future glory of the Vagari Empire will be a sufficient payment for our efforts.
No, Luke said quietly. You won't even get that.
We shall see.
He took a deep breath, straightening up to his full height. As he did so, his fingers dipped suddenly to the controls beneath them. There was a quiet beep. And a second later, the hyperspace sky flowing past the viewport turned into star lines and then into stars. In the distance, Luke could see the lights of the Brask Otto command station directly ahead. The station and the faint glow of 100 starfighter drives spiraling around it. Even as he felt his throat tighten, he spotted the multiple flash of laser fire.
The victory is ours,
Estouche said calmly. He lifted his arms toward them.
And now, you will die.
He clenched his hands into fists, and from each of his sleeves, a thin spray of pale green mist shot outward. Go! Mara snapped, jumping sideways toward the red-rimmed emergency cabinet, fastened to the wall beside the blast door. Luke took a deep breath, holding it as he charged through the maze of control consoles toward Estouche. He angled to the side. Estouche responded by shifting his arms to aim the spray more directly toward Luke's face. Clearly, he too was holding his breath, hoping to live long enough to watch his enemies die. With a suddenness that startled even Luke, Mara's lightsaber flashed past overhead, spinning its way across the bridge. Reflexively, Estouche ducked, his head turning to follow the weapon's motion. And as he looked away, Luke took a long step toward him, ducking low to stay beneath the poison spray. with two quick slashes of his lightsaber. He sliced open Eustache's sleeves and the gas canister strapped to his forearms. With an explosive poof, the directional spray became a billowing green cloud. As the entire contents of the canisters were dumped at once, the fog enveloped Eustache's head. Eustache spun back toward Luke, his face nearly invisible behind the cloud, his body starting to twitch and contort as the acid burned his skin and the poison worked its way into his lungs despite his efforts to keep it out. For a moment, his eyes locked with Luke's. And then, across the bridge, Mara's thrown lightsaber hit the transparasteel viewport, slicing it open. In an instant, the bridge became the center of a windstorm as the air streamed violently out into space. The expanding poison cloud swirling around Eustache was whipped away with the rest of the atmosphere, turning into thin green tendrils as it was sucked toward the gap. Behind Luke, reacting to the sudden loss of pressure, the bridge blast doors slammed shut. The twisting vortex blew Eustache off his feet, dumping him to sprawl onto the deck. He turned around to face Luke, hands scrabbling desperately and uselessly across the metal, his face a mask of pain and hatred.
"Jedi!"
he spat out hoarsely. But Luke was already gone. Even as the windstorm erupted around him, he began leaping over and around the control consoles, letting the wind at his back add to his speed as he raced across the bridge toward the hole Mara had cut. Her lightsaber was bouncing precariously along the edge. Reaching out with the force, he closed down the weapon and drew it back to him. His lungs were starting to ache as the air pressure dropped nearly to zero, and he again stretched out to the force for strength. Reaching the viewport, he skidded to a halt beside the crack and spun around. Across the room, Mara had the emergency cabinet open, one hand poised on the oxygen lever, the other holding a patch kit. At Luke's nod, she pulled down on the lever and sent the kit spinning through the air into his outstretched hand.